This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
Let's find Dublin's oldest driver, or eldest driver to be more correct. Let's have a look and a search for Dublin's eldest driver. Now, we don't expect that person to be listening to the show because we don't have any. Do we have decrepit people listening to the show? We'll take listeners of any age.
We will.
Yeah, any age. But if you have a mother or a grandmother or a grandfather who was still driving, text us now, 0877 98 98 98, and let us know what age they are. And you know what we'll do? We'll send them out. Will we send them out a prize to the oldest driver?
Yes, let's do that.
Because they deserve it.
Now, we're talking about cars. We're not talking about mobility scooters. Because my grandmother's 95 and she whizzes around.
She drives out like a lunatic, by the way. She double parked it outside Starbucks the other day.
She drives her mobility scooter around Dalkey, but that's not really what we're talking about.
You don't drive a mobility scooter.
You do, you steer it.
You don't drive it. You don't drive it. There's no accelerator in the thing. It only has one gear.
Yeah. Well, anyway, but that's not what we're talking about. Mobility scooters, no. But my grand's 95 is still flying around Dalkey in her mobility scooter, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about cars. I have Dave and I have Carmel on the line here. Dave, how are you?
How's it going, lads?
Dave, you rang about your granny.
I'm actually taking her now. She's buying a new car today.
And how old is your grandmother?
She's 87.
Wow.
And she's buying a brand new car.
She's tipping me on the shoulder here. Can I talk to the lads?
Oh, right, okay. What's her name?
Carmel's her name.
Carmel is 87 years of age. How are you, Carmel?
Hold on, lads. I'll put her on.
Okay, go on. Yeah.
Yo.
How are you, Carmel?
Who's this, Adrian?
This is Adrian. How are you?
Do I need to hold up the phone, love?
Now, Carmel, you're 87 years of age.
I was 87 last week.
Yeah. 87 last week. Fair play to you, Carmel.
Yeah, and we had a lovely cup of tea in the house. Nothing mad. I don't drink anymore. Yeah.
Carmel, by the way. Carmel.
Yeah, Carmel. Okay, yeah.
Carmel. Yeah.
And tell me, Carmel, you've been driving. What sort of a car are you going to buy?
I'm going to buy a Dacia Sandero. You know them.
A
Dacia Sandero.
Do you know what a Dacia Sandero? I didn't even know there was a car made called Dacia.
There is,
yeah. My grandson said Renault make them. I had a Renault Clio for years, but it just packed down me, you know what I mean?
I have to say, Carmel, you sound exactly like my grandmother used to sound.
Really?
Yeah, she was quite similar.
But your grandmother must be a heavy smoker, love.
She was a heavy smoker.
That's why I buy a new car, giving up smoke so I can afford the car.
You're a bit long in the tooth now, Carmel.
Or not.
Carmel or not. Yeah, you're Carmel in inverted commas. You're a bit long in the tooth to be giving up smoking now at 87 years of age.
What do you mean, inverted commas? What do you mean by inverted commas?
I'm just saying...
Not a virgin.
No, I'm saying just Carmel in inverted commas.
Now, Carmel...
Carmel in inverted commas.
Okay. Carmel, Jeremy described women of your age as decrepit. Have you any response to that?
Oh, my Jesus. Decrepit? Well, I'll tell you one thing, Adrian, look, I look about 24 years old when I put my arm on.
I'd say you probably are.
I'll tell you one thing.
Yes.
I'd make him feel decrepit. When he sees me and my Dacia Sandero now during the week, I'd be beeping at him and telling him to F off now.
So, Carmen, you're 87 years of age. I want to ask you one more question because I know you're busy, yeah?
Yeah.
What year were you born?
What year was you born?
Yeah, there's one. There's one for you now, Carmen.
It's not a trick question.
You're 87. What year were you born? What year were you born in, Carmel?
That's a pretty personal question.
I know. Come on, and how many grandchildren?
I wasn't born in the rising, love, alright? So unless you need to go back to school to do the math, don't be giving me stuff. It's supposed to be a happy day.
As Carmel is elbowing Dave beside him here, if I'm 87, I'm 87 more year old. And how many grandchildren have you got, Carmel?
I've only three.
Only three grandchildren.
Yeah.
And do you know all their names, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, go
Dave,
ahead.
Dave, Elaine and Jennifer.
Who?
Dave, Elaine and Jennifer.
If you don't mind... Yeah.
Jennifer's starting to drive now herself.
Okay. And I have to say, Carmen, you sound exactly like my grandmother sounded.
Really?
Is your grandmother from Liberty House?
That's exactly where she was. You probably grew up together, did you?
I did, love.
I'd say you didn't.
Carmel, enjoy buying the new car.
Adrian, big fan of your show.
Carmel, if somebody asks you in the future what year you were born in, you were born in 1930. Just saying, okay?
No, I don't like saying that.
Just saying. Just so you have the answer on the tip of your tongue from now on.
Lads, you're not fucking mad. Go on.
Good luck.
Can I just say, for legal reasons, that may or not have been an 87-year-old woman called Carmel.
The voice of the city.
98 FM's Dublin Talks.
With Adrian Kennedy.
We're live every morning from 10 on 98 FM.